Despite added precautions to protect the health of staff and students at Eastern Michigan University, some faculty members are still not satisfied they're being fully protected. This is Lisa Berry, and to find out more about their concerns, we're joined now by Jeremy Prue, grievance officer for the EMU Federation of Teachers. Thanks for talking to us. So what are your concerns at this point?
Well, you know, all of us at EMU, we're all, you know, committed to our students. We're committed to EMU as a, you know, as an institution, and we're happy to be finally back in the classroom, even if it's in a limited way. And, you know, we want the campus to be as safe as possible, and quite frankly, we don't think EMU is doing enough.
Haven't you been in contact, in conversation with them about this week?
We haven't spoken to them this week. We had meetings scheduled for this week, but the university canceled those meetings. It was our second negotiation session that was planned to negotiate the, you know, the terms of our reopening and the health and safety policies in place.
Did they say why they canceled?
We don't really know why. What we do know is that it was about a day or so before the negotiation session. We had requested a whole bunch of data regarding vaccination rates and some other data about, you know, about the policies on campus and things like that. And at that point, EMU said that they needed the legal counsel present at the meeting, and that the meeting as scheduled wouldn't work because they couldn't get their legal counsel on such short notice.
So bottom line, what does the Eastern Michigan University Federation of Teachers and American Association of University Professors want to happen?
So right now, we've got this kind of patchwork of policies in place. So, you know, if you're a student in campus housing or athletics or band or cheer, and I think there's a few other groups, vaccines are mandatory with kind of standard medical religious exemptions. And, you know, if you're a student, then you have to be fully vaccinated or you have to be tested weekly. And if you're a faculty or staff, then, you know, neither vaccines nor testing are required. So we think this is pretty confusing, and it also doesn't seem to make much sense. I mean, COVID doesn't care what your status on campus is. So what we'd like to see is broader universal vaccine mandate, or at least some kind of mandate that, or some kind of vaccine policy that requires testing in addition to vaccines. And we'd also like to see EMU have some way to verify vaccination status. Right now, the vaccination certification system that they use operates on the honor system, and it's got no requirement that people upload any proof of vaccination status. Those are the core things that we'd like to see. We'd also like to see EMU be more transparent with instructors when they identify a positive case in the classroom. Right now, EMU is going to rely on, you know, the person who's tested positive to be able to name the people who are sitting within 6 feet of them. And, you know, social distancing is down to 3 feet in classrooms. And so if you're a student who's tested positive, that's potentially quite a few people who are sitting around you that have been exposed. And, you know, students don't always know the names of everybody in the classroom. And so, you know, EMU says they want to do contact tracing, but, you know, they don't actually have the policies in place to be able to do it properly.
And I think you also pointed out that most other schools and universities in the area just have an outright vaccination mandate for students and staff and faculty.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the other universities in Southeast Michigan have some form of a vaccine mandate, and certainly stricter than what EMU's got in place. So EMU is now the kind of odd man out here on vaccination policies.
But they have announced some increased protections, but you, again, don't think that's enough?
No, I don't think it's enough. And, you know, as you know, our two instructional units also don't think it's enough, which is why we're here, and which is why we're trying to compel the university to take further steps and, you know, do what they can to make the campus as safe as possible for the term coming up.
And you do appreciate, though, this is kind of a moving target since the Delta variant became more prevalent and we're seeing increased number of cases. It's almost like changing on a daily basis the health risks of this virus.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it really is a moving target. And, you know, to the university's credit, they have been shifting and moving as things develop. Our concern right now is that we're just a few days out from the start of classes, and we've still got this kind of patchwork approach that's been kind of rolled out in bits and pieces. And, you know, if the past year and a half has taught us anything, is that we need to be prepared for the unexpected. And right now, all the data is suggesting that things are going to get worse. I mean, we're getting ready to invite thousands of people onto campus and all sharing the same spaces. You know, there are going to be cases on campus. There are going to be cases of community spread. You know, we are going to see that happen. We can't really avoid that. The question is, you know, how do we best protect ourselves? How do we get prepared?
Speaking of the unexpected, classes start on Monday. Will there be any sort of picketing or job demonstrations by Eastern Michigan University faculty and staff?
Well, right now we're focused on staying healthy and keeping the campus safe. Neither of our units is planning, you know, any kind of demonstration or anything beyond just trying to raise as much awareness as possible and trying to continue our engagement with the university on these issues.
Jeremy Prue, grievance officer for the Eastern Michigan University Federation of Teachers, thanks for talking to us here on WEMU.